Magical Mara Designs is proud to sponsor this episode of the WDW Review Podcast. If you're looking for custom, comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears, check out our designs or send us a message at magicalmaradesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Stacy Nyman and Peter Panacorvo. How are you guys?
Hey, everybody.
Good, thank you.
Outstanding. I think I say outstanding all the time. I got to come up with a new follow-up word. Maybe I got to come up with something new. What could a new word be?
Like good.
Yeah, good. All right.
All right. Good. Yeah, okay.
Moving on. Next question.
Glad to hear it.
I love seeing the smiles, though, today, guys. Thanks for joining. We always talk about what's good, but today we're going to change it up. How about a little trivia? You in for some trivia?
Seven.
Whatever.
You in for some mathematical trivia, Stacy? Your specialty?
I know, my specialty. Woo!
We're setting you up for failure. No. How about we talk about Honey, I Shrunk the Audience today? Little oddball action here. So, got a Disney by the Numbers from Tony Casanova, who has Disney Parks podcast. So I got his trivia book. I figured this would be interesting. What is your memory? Give me like one memory of Honey, I Shrunk the Audience exhibit in an attraction, Stacey. What do you got?
Zero, because I have never seen it before.
Oh, no. Pete, she's in complete disadvantage at this point.
I didn't even say anything when we were discussing this. I would lose anyway, so I'm just going to do a good guess.
All right, good guesses. Pete, what's yours?
Got none.
You got zero, too? So this is completely random. Okay, here we go. Wayne Zielinski.
This is going to be a true test of how much either one of us pay attention in other attractions.
I know who Wayne Zielinski is, though.
I can't believe that I get to dominate this one because I like the attraction. It was great. So
I've seen the movie, but never the attraction.
I've been in the playground. I just never saw it was a show, right?
Yes. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Here we go. So when did it debut? You can kind of ascertain based on like the movie and give or take and so on and so forth. When did it debut?
87.
Close. I was going to say
86.
Well, hang on. Let me help you guys. The movie came out in 1989.
Oh. 1990.
Okay.
92.
All right. Hang on. 1994. This got off to a bad track. Okay. So
it sounds about right for Disney. It came out in 89. They took 5 years to do anything with it.
5 years. So they had a massive theater, and it was like one of those like 4D type theaters where you could, it was kind of like A Bug's Life where the wind and whatnot. So, but it was a big theater. How many guests could fit in the theater? Do.
538.
Whoa, Peter.
400.
Nyman, you're close. 570.
Nice.
Wow. All right. So
my initial guess was 14. So I'm glad that I went with that other one.
That was a long wait for you to see Wayne Zielinski that day. 13 minutes was the time of the show. Okay. But what preceded the show? It was a film by which camera maker?
Kodak.
Yes.
I'm going based off of the year. Kodak still had a lot of stuff, including the camera center up at the front of Epcot. So,
with potentially like the most emotional music of all time, with Cyndi Lauper playing True Colors from Kodak and showing like all kind of images of people's life. Oh, it was a tearjerker. I'm broke up about it right now. So, hey, you know what? I got a good idea today. Okay, I got a bad idea today, but you're still going to come along with me for the ride.
That was a lot of confidence in that statement, so I'm all for this.
We're all for this. We want to learn a little more about each of you guys. So how about we do the Dubs Disney version of this or that?
I would like to state for the record that I do not have an attorney present. I was not offered an attorney, and I am doing this under protest as I have not been given the opportunity to have counsel here with me.
Or looked at the questions at this point. Right, Pete?
Stacey, I think we're getting set up here.
Ditto.
No. These are good ones, but they're going to learn a little bit about you here. Okay, so here's what I've got. I've got 20 this or that questions, and I broke them down. 5 questions each for parks, resorts, food, and movies. So you just need to pick a this or a that. Okay, you all in for this?
Got it.
That.
Let's start off with the movies. Okay. How about the aforementioned Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, 1989, or The Rocketeer, 1991? You must pick one of those two. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or The Rocketeer. And I tried to get movies that were similar in timeline, so it wasn't a comparison from the 50s to the 2000s. So, have you seen both, Stace?
I have only seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, so that is going to have to be my answer.
Okay.
And I loved that movie so much. Watched it lots of times, but if you know anything about me in movies, I don't really recall a whole lot from it, but I know I really liked it. So don't ask me any specific questions.
I won't. Peter.
I'm in the same boat. I never actually seen The Rocketeer all the way through.
Okay.
So I've got to go with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I just watched The Rocketeer.
I do remember seeing Honey, I Shrunk the Kids at the Cascade Drive-In in West Chicago, though.
Nice. Cool memory. Pete, it's one of the still going, the Cascade Drive-In.
It's one of the last ones, too.
Right?
There are not that many left.
I think,
and I do not count all of the Walmarts that have turning themselves into drive-ins. That doesn't count.
You know where there's another one in Florida?
No, probably nowhere close to me.
Not true. Lakeland has a drive-in.
Do they?
They do. Boom. All right, there you go. But I'm going to say, I just watched The Rocketeer a few months ago, and it's fantastic. Like, I'm not saying, like, retro films, even now, because it's a period movie anyways, it based on, you know, in the 20s and 30s, it's fantastic. I watched it, I was like, why have I never seen this movie before? So even Beatrice watched it, and I caught her the next day watching The Rocketeer on her own. I was like, that's a victory right there. All right. Snow White, 1939. At least my notes say, it could be 1937, I'm sorry. Or Cinderella, 1950. Snow White or Cinderella?
I'm going Snow White over Cinderella.
Okay.
I think there's just a little bit more going on in the film than Cinderella. Just for me, I like the dwarfs. I will admit that too. I do like dwarfs. Use that as a sound clip.
I do like dwarfs. Very good. Captured. Got it. Very
yeah,
good.
There's a clip that we need to get put up and taken out of context.
Peter.
I think I'm going to go with Cinderella.
Okay.
Mainly because the little mice are funny to me.
Gus.
That's about it.
Right? Yeah. Hard to argue.
That and the dwarves ride kind of hurts my knees. So.
Okay.
They lose points.
Well, I could see that. How about a battle of heavyweights here? The Little Mermaid, 1989. Hey. Beauty and the Beast,
Purple.
1991. What do you think about that? Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast? Stacey.
Poor Stacey's got to go first the whole time.
I'm going to go with Little Mermaid. It holds a very dear part of my heart because I went through this very odd stage in life where I was obsessed with tropical fish. And it kind of went from high school through college, and I had this gigantic flounder stuffed animal. It was honestly a little bit of a weird obsession for a college student to buy tropical fish, everything. It was just a little bit strange. Thankfully, I'm out of that phase now, but Little Mermaid was a big part of that.
Are you sure you want to tell people who listen to you your odd phases in life? Because you know what happens in groups that we belong
in. Now that was in the past.
Okay,
I've come to terms with that already, so I'm good.
Peter, Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast?
since we're talking original animated, I'm going with Beauty and the Beast.
Nice.
If we were talking versus the live action remake, then it's Mermaid.
Understood. Understood. How about Incredibles 2004 or Finding Nemo, speaking of your fish, in 2003? Let's go different here, Stacey. Let me send it back to the big guy.
For me, it's Finding Nemo.
Okay.
As a scuba diver, that's kind of that's an easy one for me.
That was a quick answer. I don't disagree with you. Stacey, how about you?
Yeah, it's Finding Nemo for me, too. And I think that probably has to do with the fact that that was a movie that was probably one of Sophie's first movies that she watched. And I can remember sitting with her as a, 15-month-old or whatever in the car going up to Michigan and watching that with her. So that's it for me.
The Incredibles is a good movie on its own. There's no doubt.
It's not that I dislike The Incredibles at all. It's a fun movie. It's just between those two. I mean, if you put The Incredibles up against, Mars Needs Moms or something. I mean,
yep.
You know, it's just a matter of who it got put up against, that's all.
Finding Nemo's emotional and funny, and you get the whole range of emotions in that movie, for sure. All right, here we go. Maleficent, 2014. Saving Mr. Banks.
I thought you were going to say Saving Private Ryan.
That would be an interesting mix right there.
Don't think that was a Disney movie.
No, probably.
2013.
I mean, it was still Tom Hanks. I'll give you that.
Oh, you're right. That's pretty funny.
Yes. Make your pick. Wow. Silence.
I'm going Saving Mr. Banks.
Okay. Stacey?
I'm going to go with, oh my gosh, what was the other choice?
Maleficent.
Thank you, my brain. I'm going to go with Maleficent. This is really funny. This is a funny reason why, because I don't remember Saving Mr. Banks as much as I do Maleficent, which I obviously couldn't remember.
The name of. That's a ringing endorsement.
Right?
It's horrible.
You know, that other movie you just said 3 seconds ago that I can't remember the name of? That was way better.
Maybe there's something wrong with my brain in terms of movie retention, but I can remember books really well. So if this was a book talk.
All right. Well, let's bring it back to where you guys are experts. How about we go to the parks? Okay.
Oh, I thought it was going to be food.
I'm getting there, Peter. There's no right and wrong. This is just so people can judge you guys. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
I need that in my life.
Right? Wouldn't expect anything else.
We need more judgment. All right, here's a little bit of an icon versus a new one. Spaceship Earth or Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railroad.
I can't see how you're saying that Mickey and Minnie's is a bit of an icon. That's
yes, you're right. Make your pick.
Oh my god!
Technology or the history of communication and dawn of civilization.
I'm going with Mickey and Minnie, and I really can't even see how I'm saying this, but I adored that attraction so incredibly much that I loved it. I loved it so much, and I think that the fact that my kids loved it so much too, that has something to do with it. It's not really a fair comparison. Spaceship Earth is one of my top, but at the last trip, I'm going to go Minnie and Mickey.
Peter?
And the funny thing is she hasn't even seen it with the full pre-show
yet. I know. Okay. That's what, I would love to see that. That might put it over the edge even more. So.
With that being said, I have seen it with the full pre-show, and I'm going Mickey and Minnie's.
Wow, Spaceship Earth denied. I was shocked. I'm shocked. Why, Pete?
I honestly feel like Spaceship Earth really does need a refurb. Mm-hmm. And I will always love Spaceship Earth. It's an incredible ride. But the descent is a dumpster fire at this point. It's just nothing. There's nothing there.
Gotcha. Okay.
I had a car that was stuck in Portuguese, or not Portuguese, Chinese one time. I don't know what they're saying. Then they say went through the future thing at the end, and I'm like, Sure.
You're good.
Welcome. I had no idea.
To your future. Very good.
Right. But it was in Chinese. Not Chinese. It was like in Mandarin or whatever.
Very good.
I had no idea what they were saying.
Speaking of foreign languages, the Grand Fiesta Tour or Small World, which is actually can be a foreign language as well there too. Make your pick. The Grand Fiesta Tour or Small World?
Grand Fiesta, yeah. 100%.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow, yes. The hammer. No love at all for Small World, guys?
I like Small World.
Okay.
I do. I'll ride it every time, but Grand Fiesta Tour is numero uno in that pick.
Yeah, Grand Fiesta Tour.
See what I did there, guys?
Hands down.
Flexing the language guns. I like that, Stace. Very good. Space Mountain or Expedition Everest?
Everest. It's smoother. It's easier for me to ride it.
Yep.
I'm going with Everest also. And the theming in there just can't be beat with the between the queue and the actual attraction. It's really great.
The only reason I thought you might go with Space Mountain, Pete, is just the sheer legroom.
Yeah, I don't have that in either of those rides. So one makes my kidneys bleed and the other one doesn't.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, when you ride, do you guys scooch down fearing that you're going to get hit in the head like me every time I ride? No?
No, I cannot put my hands up.
I'm paranoid that I'm going to get whacked in the head with a steel bar that I don't see, which is, of course, irrational. But
I will never put my hands up in Space Mountain.
Okay. I imagine it would be a good thought.
I actually can touch the top of the star tunnel at the beginning.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So to me, that means if my hand's up that high, it's possible that I may hit it on something.
Yeah, and don't do that.
Taking that chance.
No.
Hence the keep your hands and arms and feet inside the boat warnings at all places, right?
Hands and arms, feet.
Yep. All right. You got to pick one. American Adventure or Hall of Presidents?
American Adventure.
Ooh, quickly.
It's for Voices of Liberty, mostly.
Hard to deny that. And I'm a sucker for that escalator with the million flags. I love it. I feel so patriotic when I leave there.
I'm trying to think of which one's longer so I get a nice cool nap in.
You know, someone posted something on Twitter. Like, you ever hear about Twitter? You ever hear about this thing they use? It's called the Twitter.
Something like that.
No, seriously. They had a post saying, why does Disney not sell miniature statues of the statues at the American Adventure? The ones that adorn the sides.
Oh, yeah. Like the spirits of America.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
They sell the Haunted Mansion ones that are behind Stacy right there. You know, it'd be so cool if they sold those. I'd buy them.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to go American Adventure.
For the production value, Pete?
No, I think the seats are a little more comfy, and I can fall asleep in it a little easier.
You mean?
And it's at Epcot.
There you go.
Yeah.
You mean the old hand wave by Mary
more than anything
and
else.
Richard Nixon's nod doesn't do it for you guys? You know, the old... No? Good. Okay. Jungle Cruise or Pirates of the Caribbean? A true battle of heavyweights. Put you in an uncomfortable position, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. I'm going.
It's tough.
No, I'm going Jungle Cruise. I'm going Jingle Cruise.
The Jingle Cruise. Okay, I never saw that version. Stacy, how about you?
It's just as campy, but with Santa hats. It's awesome.
Do they use Christmas jokes at that point too, Pete?
They do.
Oh man,
it's,
I wish
they changed the names of the boats to like Christmas related names, and it's fun. Man.
Awesome.
It's very cute. Yeah.
Stacy, you got a choice: Pirates or Jungle
Cruise. Pirates.
I said Pirates.
Why is that?
I love it so much. I don't know why. Like Jungle Cruise is Scott's thing, Pirates is my thing. But we both like either the other one as well. But just wouldn't. I don't know. I love it.
All right. I mean, if it's super hot, I'm going Pirates because all that AC in the queue is really great.
Stacy, admit it. True confessions. You try and put your hand in the water every time.
No, they tell us not to.
Oh, okay. I do. I try to keep all my digits. I must touch it every time. So you didn't hear that, Disney.
They don't listen to us.
Well, don't be so sure, Mr. Potter Corvo. Don't be so sure. All right. Food. You ready, Pete?
I'm ready.
Now, it's not food like you're thinking specific dishes. It's locations.
I know. I figured.
Aloha Isle or Beaches and Cream?
Aloha Isle.
I figured that for you, but yeah, I'm going to make Stacey think here.
Okay, is it Beaches and Cream takeout window or Beaches and Cream restaurant?
Whatever you want, Chicky Mama. Anything you
I'm
want.
I'm going with Beaches and Cream restaurant because I love eating there, but we can never get in.
Right.
Because we usually just not on our radar until we're like, hey, let's go try Beaches and Cream. And then we get over there and they laugh in our faces.
I know what Pete orders. What's your dish at Beaches and Cream?
I like the No Way Jose.
Me too. No yes. Way Jose. Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's my order?
Pete, I'm going to say it's the Dole Whip with rum.
Dole Whip float, actually.
Okay.
Because if I'm at the Polynesian for Aloha Isle, actually, no, that's Pineapple and I. Aloha Isle, last time I was there, I had the pineapple and raspberry swirl.
Oh, I saw that.
And that was really, really good.
Cool.
And I'm not willing to pay the extra money for that little half shot of coconut rum that they put in there. So I'll wait until I can get over and get a spiky pineapple at the Poly.
Do you see, guys, does the rum, is it Myers? What rum is it?
It's Parrot Bay.
Parrot Bay. Okay.
Are you guys coconutty people? Do you like coconut?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you tried, I know, Chris, maybe you have. Pete, have you tried the coconut one that they have at Magic Kingdom? From Moana, the Kakamora. Is that what those guys are called?
Oh, I have not tried that one.
It's so good. I had that at Disneyland. And I just on a whim, I just wasn't in the mood for Dole Whip. We had it like 17 times that trip. And I was like, I'm going to try this other thing. And it was our last day. I like fell in love with it. And then we get to Disney World and they didn't have it. And then the next week I see somebody posting, has anybody ever tried this? I was like, man. Okay, there goes some screenshots right there.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's our thumbnail.
I love the taste. I can't stand the texture of coconut, but I love the taste.
That's the same with me.
But see, here's the thing. That doesn't have the coconut texture, so it's perfect.
Right. It's perfect. Really, really yummy. So highly recommend it.
All right. Let's get you guys spend a little money here. How about Be Our Guest or Cinderella's Royal Table? And let's do the version of Cinderella's Royal Table that was the older version. More expensive version with the character interaction.
Hmm.
Be Our Guest or Cinderella's Royal Table?
I'm going to go with Cinderella's Royal Table for the princesses, for Britta, Nyman. We did Be Our Guest and it was okay. It just wasn't, I didn't really think it was super worth the price. Cinderella's Royal Table, not worth the price, but you get those princesses in there and if I had to choose, that would be what I would go for.
Okay. Peter.
Columbia Harbor House?
Yeah, that's where I am.
This, that, or other. That's the new game.
Well, I've never eaten at Be Our Guest because everything I have heard about it is overpriced, not worth it, not that good food.
Okay.
Have you been there for lunch, Pete?
No.
Lunch is good. Like, let's get past the pandemic and stuff when it's back to the normal lunch. They have a really good like ham and cheese sandwich that's amazing and some roast beef and stuff. So, yeah, okay. Those are really good.
But then I have eaten at Cinderella's Royal Table. Food wasn't that good.
Mm.
It's not worth the money to me. Mm-mm. So, I mean, honestly, like as it stands right now, I would choose neither of them.
Neither.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. If we're doing a princess meet, or princess character dining, we're going to go over to Akershus or
I would like the Akershus
Park Fair or something like that.
You know,
I'd do the Akershus breakfast for a princess encounter. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what if I threw 1900 Park Fair and Crystal Palace in there? What would you pick?
Crystal Palace.
Yeah. I like them both. We're not huge breakfast people. So, but we have done both of those. I love 1900 Park Fair because of the strawberry soup.
I was just going to find, I have a postcard for you that says strawberry soup on it.
I like that a lot. And I do really like the character interaction there also with the Mad Hatter and that kind of stuff. But I also really loved the atmosphere of Crystal Palace. That's just so cute. We've only done that one time. Did I pick?
Well, you said Cinderella's Royal Table, but now you're going to go to so you're good.
Okay. But
let's bring the money down a little bit. How about Kona Cafe or the Wave of American flavors. I figured Pete might be interested in Kona Cafe for the location, but I've personally eaten at the Wave, and I was super uber impressed with it. I was like, hey, how come I've never come here before?
I've eaten at the Wave, and I enjoyed it. I actually suggested it to people, and unfortunately, they did not have a good experience.
Okay.
But that has been somewhat recent, and I'm kind of chalking up a lot of these less than standard experiences that people have been having over the last couple of months to staff not being in their normal locations, not knowing the menus very well, and just still trying to get back into the swing of things. So,
yeah, I agree.
I'm going to go with Kona only because, and no, I don't get the stuffed French toast because I don't like sweet and savory, and that's like the epitome of sweet and savory. But Kona Lunch and Dinner, they have some really good options. And I believe you can even grab stuff from the sushi bar right next door.
Yeah.
Kona. So I'm
going. Yeah, Kona is my choice too. I really like, we haven't ever done lunch or dinner there, but it's always been in the back of our mind. We should go check that out. We should go try it out. But I do love the stuffed French toast. And Sophie, when we have gone, has gotten the macadamia nut pancakes, and she really likes those too. But just a really great atmosphere and really great staff at Kona too.
Okay. Flame Tree Barbecue or the Polite Pig?
Polite Pig.
Hmm. Now you're going to have to educate me, Pete, because it's been 16 years since I had barbecue. So you're going to have to help me out here.
Polite Pig has the full gamut of whatever you want. Smoked chicken, brisket, pulled pork. And they have a number of different barbecue sauces. Their white barbecue sauce, their Alabama-style white barbecue sauce, is fantastic.
Okay. Miss Nyman?
I'm not a huge barbecue fan. Every once in a while, I'll eat it, but
hang on, woman. I just saw you making barbecue pork ribs in your
in your
fancy new cooking gadgets.
So that's because I wanted to try to make them because I've never made them before, and that was like one of the only times in months that I've had anything. So I've been to Flame Tree. It's okay. I usually get the chicken, I think, but I've never been to Polite Pig, and I've wanted to go there, so that's what I would choose to try it out.
Last one here. Boma or the Beer Garden?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a little different experience, but both, I guess you could say, are ethnic, you know, in their own way. So Boma or the Beer Garden?
Sure, yeah, they're both very ethnic, I think. Mm-hmm. Pete, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Beer Garden. I've never eaten at either of them. I'm going Beer Garden based solely off of Bavarian Lodge in Lisle is one of my favorite restaurants on the planet.
I remember.
And I miss it. That's one of the few places, or one of the places back in Chicago I miss getting to eat at.
Stacy, I would see check-ins from the Big Guy like once a month from like Beer Garden.
There was a couple of times.
Schnitzel Plots, Peter.
That I never ate there.
Oh, okay.
I would drive to Lisle to go to Bavarian Lodge.
Okay.
Huh.
But there were times I was there more than once in a week.
Okay, Stacy, Beer Garden or Boma?
I've been to both. When we went to Boma, it was a very long time ago. We didn't have a great experience, but I think that there were other aspects of that dinner that kind of made us all crabby to begin with. So we didn't really give it a good chance. But it's so expensive that it's hard for me to want to give it another chance, but eventually we will. Beer Garden we've been to a few times, and it's not my type of cuisine that I really like. Like, I can go through the buffet and not find a whole lot that I want. The stuff that I do like, it's good stuff. I just love the entertainment there. That we were on the floor the last time, right by the stage, and it was really, really fun. To get Scott to go there again, I don't know. He's kind of harder to convince. It's our cousins Emily and Chris's favorite restaurant. So all Emily has to do is tell Scott that she wants to go there, and usually he'll buckle down for her. But
softy,
I know.
Bulma's breakfast is pretty good too, Stacey. It's not a value like Trail's End, but it's not all that expensive, and they have a lot of awesome ethnic dishes from Africa. And
is it cheaper than Pop-Tarts in the room?
No. Pop-Tarts are cheaper, for sure.
Nothing is cheaper than Pop-Tarts in the room.
Pop-Tarts are cheaper. All right, here we go. Our last five, the resorts. Speaking of which, Animal Kingdom Lodge Jumbo or Wilderness Lodge?
Wilderness Lodge.
I second that one. Wilderness Lodge, for sure.
Ooh, that's quick for both of you guys. Mm-hmm. You don't like Jumbo House, or you just really like
Wilderness I've Lodge? Never set foot in Jumbo House.
Really?
I've only stayed at Kidani.
Okay.
I've never been to Boma, which is probably the only reason I would go over to Jumbo.
Okay.
But Wilderness Lodge is just absolutely beautiful, especially at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. It's awe-inspiring. So,
okay.
Yeah. For me, it's being spoiled and having been to Jumbo a lot and stayed there a lot, especially recently. I love it. I love it so much. It would be one of my top choices all the time. We just don't get to stay at Wilderness Lodge very often. So it's just kind of, it would be a newness type of a thing. And that's where we had our honeymoon too. So it has a little special spot in my heart.
I don't think anybody could argue with either decision you made there, because they're both so well loved. Both places are phenomenal. Saratoga Springs or Old Key West? The least options, you would say, of the DVC resorts, the ones that are always left over.
I wouldn't say that. I really, really liked Old Key.
No. I'm not saying that. I like them both. But like, whenever you're looking for availability, they're always the ones that have availability compared to everybody else. So, and I own it.
I'm going Old Key West over Saratoga.
Me too.
Okay.
I like the rooms better. I think they're a little nicer, a little lighter.
Do you like the community feel where it's like a neighborhood as opposed to like a resort like type feel?
Yeah, I do. It's really spread out, and you better have a car if you're staying at either one. So
true.
Yeah, I love Old Key West. It's probably one of my top resorts too. It's been feeling a lot like home lately. So
you know, the best part of Old Key West, if you're a family traveling, is the car could legitimately park 25 feet from your front door. So for packing and unpacking, unlike the boardwalk where, it's like 3.5 miles to your room.
Yes.
It's very convenient.
That is for sure one of the reasons why we choose that one. And also Kidani is another one too, because it has the underground parking. But parking is a big thing when you're driving. You pack up your car so full that you need help with, so.
No doubt. Pop Century or Art of Animation?
I've never stayed at AOA, so I'm going with Pop.
Me too, same reason.
I've stayed at Pop so many times.
I'd like to stay at Art of Animation, so maybe that will be my choice, just because I haven't stayed there. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. The Art of Animation's got a food court that's massive, and it's also very loud, but they got everything. It's, you know, it's just the bigger version of Boatwright's Dining Hall, but it's massive.
Yeah, I've been to the food court, and they have great options there. At least they usually do, so.
All right.
They used to.
Yeah. Speaking of which, French Quarter or Riverside?
I'm going Riverside. That's my resort. That was, like, where my kids grew up, Disney.
Okay.
Before we got our monocles and went all DVC and everything. It's just, it also, I mean, it's because we couldn't fit into French Quarter, so we never really got to experience that. But I love the Alligator Bayou section of Riverside. I just love that resort.
Okay. So, Peter.
I'm going Riverside mainly because I've been there more times. I've never stayed at either, but I've been to Riverside more often. I did like French Quarter the couple of times I've gone over there, but it's just, I don't know. I like the feel of Riverside more.
Okay. Last one. the convention resorts, Coronado Springs or Yacht Club?
It's a different
category when you go to Yacht Club, but I figured Coronado is close to Peter's heart, so.
Yeah, I'm going Coronado, even though that means I'm not staying where Yachtsman Steakhouse is. I'm going with Coronado because I like Mexican food.
And the pool is a closer battle than you'd think. Everyone talks about Storm Bay, but the pool at Coronado, that's pretty cool there,
it's
too.
It's really cool, yeah.
It is a really cool pool, yeah. And I'm going to go with Yacht Club just because it's more expensive and I can choose it and I can go to Storm Long Bay. So I'm doing that, even though I really do like Coronado as well.
It's more expensive and I can choose it.
If we're doing a this or that, yeah. Virtual money, I'll take Yacht Club.
Nice.
Well, just because I'm sleeping at Coronado doesn't mean I'm not eating at Victoria and Albert's or Tiffin's.
Going everywhere.
Places, so.
Okay, so I have one question in closing. So when you're staying at a resort, where is your favorite resort and favorite resort food option to just visit? Now, I realize things are changing right now, so it's not possible. But let's say you're staying at any resort and you're visiting another resort that you probably won't stay at. Where is your favorite resort to resort hop and get food from? Like, I'll go first. For me, I never stay at the campground, and being a family of five, like,
but Trailsend is really good at, especially for breakfast.
You're right. It's cheap. We've gone there, big guy. You know, for Trailsend.
That was the first meal I had as a Florida resident.
Trailsend is always a stop, so that's definitely our resort to go for food. But I would say Jumbo House for us is always a visit because there's so many activities and so many things to do and see there. That Jumbo House is amazing. It's amazing. But where would you guys go for food and a resort hop?
I'd say for food, we're almost always going to go to the Poly for something, whether it's Ohana or Kona or just for Dole Whip and to walk around. And then just for going, somehow we always make our way over to Grand Floridian just to go through this, like the shops. Like, yeah. We love going through those shops. And Scott bought a belt at that fancy schmancy shop last time we were there.
How much did that belt cost?
How much did that belt cost, Scott?
About $30.
Not too bad. I know. I was kind of like, you're going to get on me for buying this shirt and you just bought an $85 belt, but he's like, there's only 30. So I couldn't get mad at that. But yeah, I love doing that. Just feeling like I'm just a little bit fancy.
Do you walk around with a little extra lilt in your step when you're...
No, because I'm always like, people can tell. People can tell I'm not sitting here that I just got back from the Magic Kingdom.
Nice. Peter, where's your food and resort?
I always manage to find my way over to Sanaa for the bread service. Mm. As far as the resorts go, if I'm not staying at the Poly, I end up at the Poly.
We figured. The bread service, Pete, everything it's built up to be in social media, and it's true.
It's true.
Everything it's worth, you'll find your order two of them, you know? So
if I could get them to just bring the dips and then double the bread,
they will do that.
That would be a meal for me.
We were good. The guy told us that last time. He's like, we could just bring you another order of bread. And then Ethan was kind of sick. So we're like, oh, we should leave. But yeah, they'll do that for you. And that's another place where the staff is top notch at Sanaa. Great staff.
So I got a tip. If you tell them you're a listener or you're a friend of the WW Review, just see what happens. I'm just going to throw it out there. Just see what happens. I'm just going to leave it right there.
Nothing will happen.
Yeah, let us know if something does happen.
They'll be asked to leave. Yeah.
Who? Anyways.
Sir, I'm sorry. We're going to have to ask you to vacate the premises, please.
So
don't make us call the sheriff's department again.
In closing, I just wanted to say I was a little late, but today I visited the post office and the prizes have gone out today to both Cindy Ellicott in Saskatchewan and Carly over in Ohio. So by the time you hear this, you should be receiving them. So
nice.
They're on their
way. Unless you send it priority, Carly will not get it anytime soon.
And actually, you know what, Cindy's, I told Cindy, I sent her a message. I apologize. I had to send hers unregistered with no tracking number. because the guy told me how much it was, and my arms got short because he flexed on a $60 shipping charge. So I said, Cindy, I'm going to rely upon the U.S. Mail and the Canadian Postal Service to get you your package today. So, Cindy, I love you, and but I'm
$60?
I'm hoping it gets to you.
Wow.
So that's where we stand. Anyways, if you did send us a review, we certainly appreciate that. It's always really cool to see those things, and you make us crack up with some of the things you guys say. So thank you for that. Anything else today, guys? We're going. No.
Come join us
at
Epcot.
Come join us in Epcot is right. We have a lot of fun there for sure. So, all right. So for Peter and for Stacy, we'd like to thank you and wish you a great day.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everyone.